That's a pretty big day in the world of music. A lot of stuff to celebrate. Like a birthday for Rod Stewart. From the Faces, and of course, tons of solo success. Rod Stewart turns 75 years old today and just announced a new tour this summer with Cheap Trick alongside as the opening act. Rod Stewart, singer, songwriter, interpreter, very good interpreter of others' work. Every Picture Tells a Story, the song we heard there, the title track from his 1971 solo debut album. The first album ever, by the way, to be simultaneously number one in the U.S. and the U.K. Impress your friends with that trivia today. Rod Stewart turns 75 years old today. Happy birthday, Rod the Mod. I'm sure he's celebrating in many different ways today. We welcome onto the program James Carafano from the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. You can find him on Twitter at JJ Carafano, and of course, more at heritage.org as well. James, thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, so first of all, the rule is as long as the Rolling Stones are still touring, you can do whatever you want.
That's true. Yes,
and
I saw them this past summer.
He was recently arrested for punching some guy out, which shows that obviously his testosterone is still fine.
He and his son, I think, right? Were both arrested for battery on New Year's Eve. So hopefully he'll make those summer tour dates. I guess we'll have to wait and see.
He still got it, I guess.
Yeah. James, a whole lot to talk about involving Iran. Things are shifting, changing. I saw this yesterday. There was an ABC News politics analysis titled, "In a Familiar Pattern, President Trump Pulls Back from the Brink of a Crisis of His Own Making." That's what ABC News says. You responded with a kind of a point-by-point takedown. I'll let you explain why that's so ridiculous.
It's like ignoring all previous history. Iran became a more dangerous country after the Iran deal. And look, I've never faulted President Obama for trying something different. What I fault him for was, one, negotiating a bad deal, and two, creating this mythology that everything was fine until Trump came along. The reality is that Iran took its access to the West and the vast amounts of cash that it got, and it used it to fund a very aggressive foreign policy campaign, which included a heavy element of terrorism, funding the war in Yemen against Saudi Arabia with the Houthis, reinforcing Hezbollah, reinforcing Hamas, taking over the Shia militias. And then on top of that, we kind of walked out of Iraq, a crisis erupted, and one of the consequences of that was, under the excuse of fighting ISIS, Iran double down on its influence and destabilizing activities in Iraq. And then when the United States starts pushing back at this, essentially Iran weaponized the militias and turned them on the U.S. So if you go back and you look at every single incident that we've had in this confrontation, the president's never been the instigator. He's never been the person initiating a confrontation. So the ABC article is just beyond disingenuous, right? Because it just essentially removes the agency of both Iran and the Obama administration for essentially creating the conditions. It's like blaming Winston Churchill for World War II, saying, you know, everything was fine after we signed the Munich Agreement. It's only when you started defending yourself that the Germans started bombing us.
We saw a lot yesterday from Democrats and media members, I repeat myself, about this being the United States' fault yesterday, Donald Trump's fault that Iran shot down a commercial jetliner. It was crossfire. It was collateral damage. Do you buy any of that?
No, not really. I don't blame the Iranian government. And you know, we're still waiting on conclusive proof of this, but all the evidence really that's publicly available is consistent with the belief that the Iran air defense shot down the commercial airliner. It's completely plausible that this was unintentional.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, this was completely avoidable. Why the Iranians did not shut down their airspace during the attack makes no sense. We did. We closed the airspace to U.S. carriers. I'm not saying they're evil for doing this. I'm just saying it was a completely reckless act and completely avoidable on their part. But here's the weird thing about this is the way they have framed the moral argument for this it's Trump's fault, right? Mm-hmm. It's a consequence of conflict, right? It's like they never read their own talking points. People forget the shootdown of MH17. And if you follow the logic that the critics have used to blame Trump, then that same logic essentially says that the shootdown of MH17 was either the fault of the Ukrainians,
right,
for defending themselves, and that you know, Putin and the Russians that actually irresponsibly gave these weapons to the militias were that they had no moral responsibility for that. And so it just creates this kind of weird moral convolution that I'm not really sure that they understand what they're doing. It's just like when they attack the administration for taking out Soleimani. Essentially, if that was an immoral act, then taking out bin Laden was even more immoral, mm-hmm, because bin Laden wasn't actively actually trying to kill anybody at the moment.
James Carafano with us, Heritage Foundation, heritage.org, at JJ Carafano. Got about 45 seconds, James. Assuming that we find, or at least agree, that this was an accidental shootdown by Iran, how does that affect internally in Iran? Because, you know, there are Iranian citizens on board. How does it affect, what does Canada do? How do we move forward?
Well, what the Iranians will do is they'll play rope-a-dope, and they'll drag this out. They'll drag the investigation out for years. And since it was reported this morning that they were bulldozing the site,
yes,
which
yes,
would take away most of the conclusive evidence that would allow you to determine what happened, because black boxes aren't going to tell you if a missile shot down a plane. The black box will just say the guy was talking, and then he stopped talking.
Yeah.
They'll drag it out. Internally, I mean, there's already an enormous amount of dissent, and the Iranians are going to suppress it violently. So it's not, I don't think, really a game changer any more than MH17 was a game changer in the war in Ukraine.
James Carafano, a wonderful analyst, expert in national security, foreign policy, heritage.org, at JJ Carafano. Thanks, James.
Thanks.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
You stay up to date with your health, so stay up to date with Healthy Michigan Plan changes too. Learn if these changes affect you so you don't lose your coverage. Although you may be excused now, you can find out more about the changes and what you can do to keep your plan at healthymichiganplan.org. You can also call the Beneficiary Helpline with questions at 800-642-3195. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.